to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, our producer Scott Eckersley, and Tom Crawford on his way out to East Lansing. I'm sure he is there by now, and he's going to be checking in with us a little bit later. Scott, we got to get Gridiron Heroes, the theme song of the Detroit Lions. We'll get that for guests like our next guest, and that is Dave Burkett. And he is covering the Detroit Lions now for the Detroit Free Press. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Just fine. What are things like now? Are you in Pittsburgh as we speak?
Yeah, sitting in my hotel room right now, as a matter of fact.
All right. What do you expect to see the biggest difference being for the 2010 Detroit Lions?
Well, I think they have, you know, a few more playmakers. I don't think their defense is, you know, quite playoff caliber or anything like that yet, but drafting Ndamukong Suh, you know, signing Kyle Vandenbosch, Corey Williams, you know, getting those guys up front, I think that's going to make a you know, pretty big impact, at least in terms of, you know, having the building blocks in place and in Vandenbosch's case, you know, teaching some of the young guys the right way to go about things.
Hard to imagine a better collegiate defensive lineman than Ndamukong Suh. Has he been everything that you thought he would be? Has he made a pretty smooth adjustment to the NFL?
Yeah, no, I think so. You know, he was. I mean, at Nebraska, he was fantastic. He made my Heisman ballot, and he's just the sort of guy, that sort of player that, you know, I think the sky's the limit for. And just talking to some of the guys around him in the locker room, they say, as good as he is, he still doesn't realize, you know, how strong he is yet. That's something that, even when he gets to this level and he's just able to push some people around and whatnot, he is going to have, you know, Jack, I think the last time a defensive tackle won Rookie of the Year was 1994, 95, something like that. So it's been a long time. So I wouldn't put too much on Sue's shoulders this year in terms of, you know, being the savior. He is kind of going into a different type of 4-3 scheme. But having said that, I think he's a good enough talent that he will have an impact right away.
Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Dave, a lot of talk about Matthew Stafford in year two. In terms of what he is going to be eventually in a quarterback, what percent rating would you have given him last year, and what would you give him as a projection for this year?
Oh, God, last year, you know, I don't think he was, I mean, he's probably just a shell of what, at least what the Lions expect him to be, you know. I mean, look, everybody knows the guy has some, you know, one of the best toolboxes around, just in terms of, you know, arm strength and, you know, the quickness of his delivery. I mean, the ability for him to get the ball from point A to point B is phenomenal. It's up there with any, you know, any quarterback in the NFL. But, you know, he only played, what was it, 10 games last year, Jack, I think? So, or,
yeah,
or 12
the
games
injuries,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he's, you know, I still think he's going to have some growing pains this year. You know, he still is going to have a high interception number. You know, I think he's probably, you expect to see some strides, but, you know, he's maybe three-quarters of the product that he's going to be. You know, maybe not even that.
I think that if the Lions can show improvement, and it may not always show up in the standings, but competitive, they're in every game, they can get six victories, that would be a breakthrough. And I think that a lot of people are going to be surprised with Jarvis Best and what he can bring to this offense.
You're a Best fan, huh?
I am. I was in college.
And you know what? The thing that worries me is kind of what, you know, I'm sure worried a lot of people when he was coming out with those injuries, because, you know, obviously,
right,
Lions wound to shoulder such a big burden, and, you know, concussions aren't something that you take lightly these days. But no, I think he does add a different element to the running game. You know, I mean, Kevin Smith is, you know, sort of that plow horse, you know, that, you know, maybe you look up at the end of the day and all of a sudden he's got 80 yards and you're like, wow, how'd he get that? But the Best is a guy that can break off a big play at any minute. So that's a dimension that that the Lions haven't had out of the running back position in a while. And I still think, Jack, I think you're right. You know, they're probably, to me, they're probably in that 5-6 range this year, you know, maybe depending on Brett Favre retires in Minnesota or
right,
Lions stay healthy or, you know, some little things like that. But after having gone 2-30 the last 2 years, that is a step in the right direction.
I couldn't agree more. Dave Burkett, our guest from the Detroit Free Press, and spent a lot of time at the Oakland Press. Of course, cut his teeth at the Lansing State Journal and then with AnnArbor.com. And a lot of people wanted his services during the offseason, kind of like a free agent. But, Dave, in terms of Jarvis Best, somebody asked me who he reminded me of. And I couldn't really get a handle on it until the other night, and then it hit me. Aside from the NCAA problems, he reminds me a little bit of Reggie Bush.
Now, that's, you know what, you might be a little bit because of the multidimensional threat that he is. And,
yeah.
You know, I think, you know, I mean, I don't know that the Lions are going to quite go down this road, but if they needed to, he'd be the type of guy that would return some punts for him, too, or kicks for him, too. I know he's worked a little bit in practice at that, but because he's going to play such a big role in the offense, I think they want to take that off his table for now. But, no, you're right. I think he might be a little bit better runner than Reggie Bush. And, you know, obviously Reggie Bush has done some great things in the passing game, and Best has some decent hands. So he is. The Lions are going to try to use him in that way.
Of course, everyone knows that Calvin Johnson is a tremendous physical talent, and I think he's just scratching the surface. But they have some other receivers this year that I feel much more confident in, and I think the fact that they're going to get open is going to help Calvin Johnson down the road.
Yeah, no, you know, Nate Burleson in particular, you know, I mean, he's a guy who, you know, he hasn't always put up, you know, dynamite numbers, but both in Minnesota and Seattle, he's, you know, he's been a good complimentary guy, and I think he can do that for Calvin. He's actually had a pretty good camp, Jack. And so, you know, I think the Lions are definitely excited about that. And at the tight end position, I mean, the Lions are pretty deep there. You know, that Tony Scheffler addition, to me, I think that was one of the better ones of the offseason, just because, you know, Brandon Pettigrew, still young, another guy coming off an injury, not 100% sure what you have. And Scheffler is a guy that can stretch the field from the tight end position and allow, you know, Scott Linehan to do some different things in terms of packages and with two tight ends and whatnot.
Dave, in 100 words, can you define Jim Schwartz?
Smart guy. I think he's a guy that has really, you know, instilled an attitude in the defense and the team for that matter. I mean, just talking to Gunther Cunningham, you know, this week, some of the things that he's done in terms of running practice and making sure, you know, some of the special packages and situations have been in early in the offseason, things that, you know, some teams wait until later in camp to do. He's a guy that I think he's very aware of the situation that he inherited and even the situation that he's in with the Lions not being, you know, Super Bowl contenders, but that's not something that he's okay with, that he's satisfied with. I mean, he is treating this like, you know, they are going to be a playoff team, even though maybe in the back of his mind he knows it's still another year away.
When is the last time you could have looked at a quarterback situation? And I asked Tom this question earlier. He said he would much rather have Matthew Stafford right now than Ben Roethlisberger, where we could have a Lions-Steelers preseason game and say, you know, I'll take the Lions quarterback.
Man, well, the Lions haven't had a you know, any sort of stability at that quarterback position in a long time. I mean, God, what's it been? 30-some years since they had their last Pro Bowl quarterback.
Right.
So, no, it's and, you know, obviously with the whole Roethlisberger off-the-field stuff, it's, you know, it is a little bit different. I mean, I would still take Ben, you know, this year personally. I mean, I think he's, you know, the guy's won a couple Super Bowls.
Right.
So, you know, let's be honest about that. And Stafford's a young guy. But, again, if you're just looking at, you know, skill sets and projecting towards the future, I mean, Stafford is a guy that is well worth, you know, maybe waiting for.
Dave, in 30 seconds, tell us what the Lions hope to see tonight. How important is this game?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a preseason game, and the first one at that, still a month toward to the regular season. So more than anything, they want to stay healthy. And then beyond that, they do want to get some of those young guys in some of that offense clicking. I mean, you're going to see a little bit of Sue. You're going to see plenty of Jahvid Best. He's going to start tonight. And then, you know, obviously, Jack, the other thing is just there are still are a lot of holes on defense, so I'd keep a close eye on the secondary and the linebackers, you know, if I was a fan watching this game, just to kind of see how some of those position battles will shake out.
Dave Burkett, and now covering the Detroit Lions for Detroit Free Press. And if you are a regular Detroit Free Press reader, lucky you. Dave, we'll talk to you during the season.
Hey, thanks, Jack.
We'll be back, and we're going to talk with David Jones of the Harrisburg Patriot News, find out a little bit more about Joe Paterno and the way the Big Ten race is shaping up. And he'll have an interesting take or two, Scott, about Rich Rodriguez. He always does. We'll be right back on 1320 WILS.